Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another of animation! Three quarters of the squad is back. No bitch ass ho ass
Brennan. Fuck him. But
ho ass Ice is back. You know, his ho ass Ice is back. We get on your ass too. You was not getting away from this shit.
Hey man, you know what it is.
Yeah,
so, we out here.
Myself, special guest, the beardless Rob.
Yeah, beardless Rob,
Little Red Riding Hood, the Flash, Barry Allen.
It's like he looks
Flash is going through some stuff right now. I don't know if I want to.
Oh yeah, well, not the actor playing the Flash.
CW Flash.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, CW Flash.
Barry.
Yeah. If you cannot take nudity on this episode, there's nudity on this episode with Rob's face.
His beard is gone.
It's naked. So
it's like if you choose Rob, both players choose Rob in a fighting game. You're the other one. You're the alternate
costume.
Which one will be evil? Is this evil Rob with the faceless?
Definitely,
I don't know.
Definitely evil Rob.
Because that's the thing. It's like, yeah, usually the evil version has the beard. Yeah. But for me, it's a flip flop.
It's a flip flop?
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Definitely evil Rob.
Now you look at anime character with the glasses. That it, like when he puts the glasses and they light up. Now you look like that with like the beardless face.
Well, actually.
Well, actually. It says,
Oh man, yeah. So you know what we're doing here. We do one off, talk our shit. The squad is back in this bitch. Join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation SHUN patreon.com/animation SHUN also too, I mean this is a quick side note. There is a new trailer for Chainsaw Man came out.
Yeah,
I was buffering like a motherfucker.
All right, damn.
Chainsaw Man, another new trailer has dropped. I don't think I saw a date on it yet still.
No date. Trailers. Mappa's just sick of this shit and they're just going to keep dropping trailers. Like, fuck y'all. Nah, I'm out here working. Get it when you get it.
I want the show already. Like, I'm hyped for this damn show.
You read the manga though?
I haven't touched the manga, but I think I might jump into it just to jump into
I've been reading it. It's actually got it in the car. I meant to bring it in with me, but yeah, I fuck with Chainsaw Man. It's really
good. Got the physical copies.
All right, cool.
Shit, all right. So you know, check that out if you haven't checked that out, man. In the next few weeks, hopefully, they've been dropping a lot of trailers for Dragon Ball Super. I think some of these Dragon Ball Super trailers is putting spoilers in there, too.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like every time I see a new one,
we're not going to have a movie at this point.
Yeah,
I just had to, like, one came on before my movie. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
Because, the Japan version, they gave you nothing.
Yeah.
They gave, you saw that, like, they were, like, you know, he was just fighting those two little one and two, or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Right.
They kept showing that. They never showed you anything beyond that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Gohan.
And then, of course, the spoilers started to come out after that. But I feel like our version is being like, nah, man, here's all this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are y'all doing, bro?
I guess they're just trying to get butts in seats, man. That's my guess.
I guess
there's no Goku, no Vegeta, it looked like.
At all.
I didn't see neither one of them.
We'll see. Yeah, actually, it's not true. I did. I remember just seeing some of them and some other people in that. I was like, oh,
in the trailers.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see them. I guess I didn't. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
This person's gonna be in it.
Weird. Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's gonna be. We'll see. but yeah, man, we'll be watching that for the podcast when it comes out. So make sure y'all watch that. I mean, that'll be on the episode of the 22nd, right?
Yeah, that's the 22nd. We'll be talking about that.
We're discussing this week again episodes 9 through 12 of Assassination Ass Room.
Wait!
What the show is? It's ass.
Hey, come on, dog.
Assassination Ass Room. Yeah. Is what the show is called.
One more time.
Assassination Ass Room. Assassination Trash Room. What do you want to call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Multiple names for this shit.
People in the chat have just been calling it Ass Class. So.
Yeah, Ass Class.
Ass Class.
Hey, before we get into that, I apologize for being go. you know, have some stuff happen, some controllable, some uncontrollable. Fuck Anime Expo and the click you claim.
It was a good time, but I mean, you wanted to go all 4 days. You didn't have to.
But I couldn't have got it. The incubation, I must have got it Friday or Thursday, because they had to incubate a couple of days. I could have got it Monday and
I was
then 2 or 3 days
with you, like, you were in my car.
Yeah, but
so, do I still got immunity? I don't know.
That's a quick turnaround, 24 hours. Yeah, it was Friday, Saturday, probably when I went to pick up my shit. But I've been gone. I'm back now. And you know what? Even when I was gone, even when I am here, no matter what, you are listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Finally gets to say, well, we kept it up, didn't
we? We kept it going. I don't think we missed it.
Yeah, we kept it up.
We got close a couple times.
I think we missed it on this most recent one.
Oh, yeah. We got it. And then, like, I said it at the end, and Cameron was like, I already cut the stream, guys. I was like, fuck. I was like, my bad, man.
Damn.
We tried. It was on us. Like, literally, we were like, all right, y'all, peace out.
The greatest. Wait a minute. That was only for the Patreon. It got added.
Yeah. So, so yeah, episodes 9 through 12 this week. But first, we're going to get into, we had another weekly poll, like we always do. We had a poll on the Patreon. Remember, join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. Join in on these polls with us. Which of these anime worlds would you love to live in? Rob, what do you have for us results-wise?
Yeah, so obviously we just had to pick, we had to draw the line somewhere. We had to, so we just picked out four of what, you know, some popular ones. We went with My Hero Academia, went with Dragon Ball Universe, went with Jujutsu Kaisen, we went with Demon Slayer. And the runaway favorite was My Hero Academia, with 65% of the vote coming in with that. A lot of people saying they just wanted, you know, hey, being a pro hero, that comes with a paycheck, that comes with benefits. You know, a lot of people are just like, Dragon Ball, Saiyans might show up, destroy your world. Dragon Ball was second at 19%. Jujutsu Kaisen had 16%. Demon Slayer, 0%.
I get it.
I mean, I get it. I was a little surprised. Not one person was feeling brave.
Bro.
Everybody else was like, fuck that.
Imagine being like, all right, y'all. Because our podcast kind of normally ends sometimes when the sun goes down, right? At least when it's like daylight savings or whatever, right?
Yeah.
We walk outside afterwards and just get fucked up by a demon. Now it's only three of us on a podcast next week. Like,
what happened?
Then two, then one.
Yeah, my God.
Nah, bro. Like, here's the thing, My Hero Academia, that universe to me also seems the most safest from what I still haven't finished I think season 5, I haven't finished the whole season 5 yet.
Right.
But from what I've seen from My Hero, it's a pretty safe universe in a sense.
Relatively, I mean, it seems to me where they are in My Hero has been like after like a long time of peace. I don't think it's always been like this, and I think we're about to see them get plunged into a lot of not safe times.
Right.
But for sure, for a while it's been just like, all right, we're training up the next generation of heroes. Like, they're going to be fine. They're just watching over everything. But when, you know, All For One was in the picture, I don't think shit was safe at all.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like that again pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. And at least at that, in their universe, the majority of people, don't they, what is it, 80, 85% of people do have quirks? What is it? It's something kind of high, right?
Yeah. It's like, it's most people.
Most people have quirks. And if you don't, it's very rare that you don't have one. So even if you don't, even if you do have one, I mean, you just hope you don't have one that, you know, just like, just causes people to sneeze or some shit like that.
Yeah, because some of the quirks we see are just like, you're a dog. Or like, you
have
look like
of a dog. Yeah. Like,
so some of these powers are not good.
Well, I guess at that point, you got somebody like, what's her name? Froggy or whatever her name is. She's just like, has the things of a frog. But it's like, that's kind of cool. She can swim a certain way. Yeah. She can climb buildings, use her tongue for certain things, have little certain poisonous when she spits stuff. So that can kind of work. Let's say you were, you know, I has all the tendencies of a dog. It's like you have a great nose.
Yeah.
Probably have a great sense of like who's a good person, who's a bad person. If you got sharp teeth and if you can attack a certain way, you can probably still attack.
Crazy sense of smell.
Yeah, even a cat, you can be palms, smacking people up, you know what I'm saying, boxing them up.
Do you think if, because I don't know the statistics, but one of us, if you take the whole pod in consideration, one of us would have at least one of us have a really good quirk. The other four of us probably have something decent or trash. Do you think it'd mess up our dynamic depending on who got it? Or you think we'll still
definitely depending on who got it?
Oh yeah, if Brennan got if he got the worst or the best, he's going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he gets the best, he's gonna be like he's going to show it off every once in a while. He's going to show you that his is better than yours.
Yeah.
He's going to shit on yours if you're getting out of line. Everybody, man, shut the fuck up. That's why you didn't come to the podcast last week. Bitch, you're a fucking dog. You're a fucking dog. I have every I'm Deku or whatever.
If he had the worst, I think he'd be even worse because he would perfect it to the point where he made a code. And it's like, look what I can do with my perk. I mean, my quirk, you couldn't even do this shit with yours. And it's just like,
I can sock your head off. Right. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. You keep talking about I would sock your head off your shoulders. You're.
It doesn't matter if you freaking made this the best. I don't care. Like, yeah. Like Lemillion or something like that. Like, I don't care. Like, I still beat you up, bro.
Yeah, it is 80% of the population has quirks. So, like, okay. It would be like 1 in 5 wouldn't. Yeah. So, like, if we're bringing in Cam, the fifth beetle over here, you know, out of 5 of us, one person. Statistically, one of us wouldn't have anything.
So it wouldn't have anything.
Nothing at all.
Would have no quirk.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then the other 4 would have something.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on what it is. I mean, who knows? Because they don't have the rates for, like, what's a good quirk or, like, what can you use.
Yeah. But,
one of the five would have nothing.
Damn.
But I'll even look at this. Going to the other universes real quick before we jump into the pod part
of
it.
Yeah.
The Dragon Ball, I mean, how many countries and states were getting fucked up? It seemed like where
and
they
that's
were.
The thing is like some people were saying too, like, you know, you get killed, you get wished back, it's no big deal. That's why I think that got second. I was surprised there weren't more people that went for Dragon Ball, because I thought that too was like relatively safe. But I was saying to somebody in the comments, they were just like, you get wished back. I was like, but didn't the Saiyans show up and like kill everybody? And then like Cell was just absorbing a whole town, and he had receipts for that. He said like, no, they wished back all the Frieza Force people that got killed by the Frieza Force, which counts all the Saiyans. They wished back all the people that Cell absorbed. I'm like, all right, I mean, well, I guess.
But the Earth has always been on the table in DBZ. Like, the entire Earth getting destroyed has been on the table a couple times.
But
it does happen.
But I would say, who actually sees that, right? Because I look at it like
you
this.
Unknowingly.
Too.
You unknowingly, yeah.
I feel like they wasn't really fucking with America like that. I feel like
most of the danger is specifically for the Z fighters.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever so I feel at. Like if they're in Japan or wherever the fuck they're located, it's just like, we're over here just, I'm at fucking, you know, Earl's on Crenshaw eating a hot dog. You know what I'm saying?
Not even worrying about it.
Not even thinking about eating a glizzy?
No. They're known for their chili dogs and hot dogs. That's why I immediately went chili cheese fries. Whatever, motherfucker. Who are you right now? You're a special guest, motherfucker. Special guest Ice talking shit. You won't be back next week, asshole. I'll tell you that.
Hey, man, I ain't on the corner with the glizzy, bro.
But yeah, I feel like that's a particularly kind of safe universe. And I look at Jujutsu Kaisen, like, I don't remember them, at least as of right now where we're at. It seems like they haven't went too far outside when it comes to, like, the
innocence.
It
definitely.
It looks demented, though. Like, Jujutsu Kaisen is just, it's just bleak as fuck. And they, what, I don't want to spoil nothing, but the next season, it's dangerous.
I guess
it's very dangerous.
We've seen,
like,
some innocents already get caught up in Jujutsu Kaisen a couple times.
Because, I mean, when Gojo is so fucking unbeatable, you gotta go to crazy lengths to make him sweat. It's sick.
Bro, first of all, fuck you, Sir Spectacular, dog.
What happened?
I'm banning you from the chat, bro. What's Glizzy doing, Gobbler? Glizzy Baker, you're banned from the chat, bro.
Glizzy Baker! The fact that he said it with his chest, though, like, I'm at Earl's with a hot dog right in my mouth, taking it with
I didn't say none of that. I said none of that.
Taking it with no bun.
I said none of that.
I just be at Earl's.
I didn't say glizzy.
I be at Earl's with the glizzy in my mouth, straight out the pot.
So, Rob, you got a recap for us. Episodes 9 through 12.
What's the glizzy to a goblin?
Episodes 9 through 12 of Assassination Ass Room. What you got for us? Recap, man? All right.
So, let's get started. Nagisa and Sugino report to school after their trip. They get a quick message from Karasuma about another transfer student joining their class and are quick to guess that it's another assassin. Another boy from their class tells him he got a picture of her, and it's a girl with purple hair, and he's already turned into his phone background like a total creep. However, when they enter the classroom, they find out that it is just an avatar that appears on the screen of a state-of-the-art assassination machine.
Hey, sorry y'all, I accidentally spoiled this because they, you know, fucking Funimation... Show me for some reason they kept showing me shorts after every episode, and then it was like pretty much a short for the next episode. Remember what I told you about?
Who knows? I don't know why they would do that. But Karasuma introduces her to everybody, even though she's, you know, quite robotic. He lets Koro Sensei know about the same student rules applied to the machine. Then during their first lesson of the day, the machine whirs to life and pulls out a load of guns and starts firing wildly at Koro. Of course, he dodges all the BBs, but Karasuma says it has the ability to evolve, and as he says so, the machine is able to shoot off some of Koro's fingers. Afterwards, it calculates that over the year, it has about a 90% chance of killing him, and then starts another barrage that forces the other students to hide as basically under their desks. As at the end of the day, they are forced to clean up all the BBs. When the machine boots up the next day, it finds it's been taped over and restricted from pulling out any of its weapons, but Koro says, "Hey, it wasn't me. It was the students who found your attacks annoying and distracting, and they took their revenge and tied her up." That night, Koro says the machine needs to learn to cooperate with the other kids, gives it a full upgrade, including a full screen and a program to imitate human personality. The next day, the class is very impressed with the upgrades and starts to make friends with the girl in the machine, who is much friendlier now and participates in class and even helps some of the students cheat. After, she shows that she can make, you know, great art sculptures. A couple of the kids ask her if she can make some flowers, which she says she will try to learn to do. Now, friends, they give the machine a new name of Ritsu. That night, however, the makers of the machine return and are unhappy with what Koro has done. They need Ritsu to be a killing machine that they can turn that 10 billion yen into trillions in government contracts. And they go about ripping out the extra software and hardware, and when everybody returns the next day, they find the machine that resembles the original Ritsu. And when Karasuma tells everybody, including the students, to not interfere, it basically just no more upgrades, no more messing with it, all of that will be counted as harming her. So Koro and the students basically wait with dread throughout the day for the next attack, but instead, Ritsu sends out all the flower petals that she'd been learning how to make and reveals that she was able to hide a lot of her programming, marking it as something that would help her to be a better assassin. So everybody's happy to basically have the new and improved Ritsu still around and accept her as an official member of the class. Another day, after finishing another English lesson of pickup lines, Irena complains to Karasuma and Koro that she's sick of being stuck as a teacher. She goes off to pad on her own and is soon caught in a trap by her old teacher, Lovro, that nearly kills her. However, Karasuma comes out, puts a stop to it. Lovro tells Karasuma that he's there to remove her from the job since she isn't cut out for it. Koro soon returns from a trip as well, and though he insists that, you know, hey, she's the right person, you know, and to prove it, why don't we have a contest? You and Irena, Lovro, the two of you can have an assassination contest to try and see who can kill Karasuma first, using only the safe weapons that only hurt Koro. Karasuma is reluctant, but, you know, agrees after Koro's like, hey, you know, I'll stand completely still for 1 second if you're able to avoid both assassins for the entire day. So he happily agrees to that. As Karasuma warns the students about the challenge, Irena tries to trick him into drinking some poison drink, but of course he is suspicious and declines. She complains that, you know, her skills are only geared towards trying to kill somebody before they know she's an assassin. But she'll have to get better if she wants to win the challenge. Later, Lovro tries to surprise attack Karasuma in the staff room, but Karasuma shows he's no pushover, easily handles him. And after, Lovro he quits. He basically just admits, I can't kill him. I couldn't kill Koro. I'm out. Koro encourages Irena not to give up and shows, you know, show everybody what you've learned here during your time here as a teacher. And during lunch, she goes to attack Karasuma under the tree. First, it seems like she's up to her old tricks, but she reveals a trap she's built, showing that she has changed her approach. And though Karasuma probably could have won the struggle, he just basically allows her to kill him. Lovro leaves, still disappointed in Irena, saying she'd be better off as a teacher, but he allows her to stay at the school and continue to try to kill Koro. Another day, Nagisa and Karma see that Koro is reading a magazine about a superhero movie that they're excited to see. They talk to him about it, and he offers to take him to Hawaii to see the movie premiere, and Ritsu tags along by jumping onto the software of their phone. The group travels to Hawaii. Koro works in a science lesson along the way, explaining why he's able to transfer them all safely. And that night, they watch the movie, using it as a chance to practice their English. And at the end of the main, the main character must choose whether or not to fight their brother. And while Karma finds that cheesy, watching them talk in the bushes are a mysterious man with the next assassin transfer student, who we find out is Koro's brother. Later, on a rainy day, the class gets a heads up that the other transfer student will finally join them. They ask Ritsu what she knows about him. She says basically all she was told is that she's nowhere near as good as him and would only get in his way. Soon, the mysterious man that we saw earlier enters and introduces himself as Shiro. He tries to put everybody at ease by performing some magic tricks and then introduces the new student, Itona, who barges in through the wall in the back of the room. And is, you know, it's quite an entrance, and Karma notices that even though it's raining outside, Itona is completely dry. Itona then reveals to Koro that they are brothers and that he isn't really interested in class, only challenging him and killing those stronger than him. And the class is freaked out by this reveal, but agree he shares Koro's love for candy and big boobs, so they must be related. And so they throw out theories as basically how Koro could be related to such a normal-looking kid, since Itona just looks like a kid. After school, Itona challenges Koro to a fight to the death, and the entire class gathers around to watch. Soon, though, Itona reveals that he has tentacles of his own hidden in his hair, and Shiro helps get the advantage by shining a purple light that paralyzes Koro briefly. And with this combo, they are able to give Koro the biggest challenge we've seen so far, slicing off several of his legs and slowing him down, and watching the kids start to panic that they won't be the ones to kill Koro after all. He uses all of his tricks, though, and as Itona moves in for the kill, Koro grabs his students' knives and uses them to cut off Itona's tentacles and tosses him through a window and out of the ring, winning the match. But he says, hey, you can still live, just stay as one of my students. But Itona's like, I hate studying, fuck that, I'm out. He enrages, tries to charge him. However, Shiro uses a hidden weapon to stun Itona, takes him away, promising to bring him back
sore loser,
stronger than ever. Koro tries to stop him, but Shiro's clothing is made out of the anti-Koro material, and he can't even touch him. Later, the kids ask Koro, you know, hey, where did you come from? How could you be related to this guy? And he reveals that he is some sort of artificial light form created by science, and that Itona must be just a later version of that. They ask for more information, but he says, hey, you want me to learn more? You're going to have to try and kill me throughout the year. And wanting to get better, the kids go to Karasuma, asking him to help ramp up their training to make them even better assassins, which he agrees to do, and give them tougher training. Last episode starts with Karma, Nagisa, and Sugino walking near the school baseball field as the club team practices. Sugino catches up with them with some old friends, actually, on the team, who are jealous that he gets to goof off in E-class, but the star of the team, Shindo, says that they are the chosen ones, and Sugino wants to prove them wrong, that he can beat them at the upcoming baseball tournament. At the end class, they explain to Koro that the boys of E-class always face off against the baseball club in the yearly tournament as a way to basically embarrass them while the girls are forced to play the girls' basketball team. And Sugino inspires, basically everybody in his class to beat his old team and says, you know, it'll be tough since Shindo has a fastball that could get him in the pros. Still, Koro offers, you know, to coach the team and get them ready for the big game. School shows up to the big game expecting to watch a slaughter, but Koro coaches them and his team to bunt all of Shindo's pitches. And since the defense won't be ready for it, it winds up kind of getting them to load the bases, and it's super successful at first. And when Sugino goes up to bat, it's revealed he's been training against Koro's fastball. He's easily able to hit a triple and scores three runs. The baseball club and their coach are shocked, but the principal soon shows up and says, hey, you must be sick. How else could you be losing to such bad players? Offers to take over the coaching duties and turns it into a coach-off between Koro and the principal. The girls, of course, return from losing their basketball game, and the principal adjusts the team's defense and moves everybody into the infield, basically completely neutralizing the bunt tactic. And it's quick three outs from there. The team gets ready to bat. The principal just pumps them up, saying like, hey, you guys are better than your opponents as people. You need to crush them. You're going to be doing this all through life. Luckily, though, Sugino has worked on his pitch, able to get three easy outs. With E-class back up to bat, Koro has Karma start egging on the crowd and the club team trying to get in their heads, but doesn't really end up getting them any points. And when the club gets back up to bat, Shindo, foaming at the mouth, ready to eviscerate his opponents, hits a double, bringing in two runners, making the score 3-2 N-class. During the last at-bat, though, N-class can't get any more runs, and they have to win the game on defense. Principal, however, tells his team to use Koro's trick, and they start bunting and get the bases loaded using their own tricks. Koro then has Karma go up and another student that's good at dodging, and they crowd the plate while Shindo's at bat. Turns the tide, freaks Shindo out, and he hits a weak pop fly that allows him to get a triple play and win the game. Koro says the score between him and the principal is now 1-1, and they will settle their deals come the finals time. Shindo, meanwhile, apologizes to Sugino for being rude to him, and Sugino forgives him and says, you know, hey, you're the better player. I just kind of wanted to brag about my new friends, and, you know, they're just as good as my old friends. Hatchet buried, Sugino helps Shindo to his feet. They hope they get to play baseball together in high school, and that brings an end to episode 12 of Assassination Classroom.
Thank you, Rob, for being able to even get through that and put together a recap for that bullshit.
So you letting it be known early that before we even get to the score
that I don't like this? I mean, we let it be known the last episode.
Yeah, we were kind of. We're
on the last episode. All right, we got to put this shit. We're going to put it to a vote last episode. So there's no shock here by anybody listening or watching at all. But let's get into the questions since we had to put some out there. Let you guys know, we do this for y'all, man.
Y'all picked it.
We struggled for these questions. Yeah. All three of us did.
All three of us struggled
for these questions. So I'm letting y'all know. This is for y'all. So first question. This is a good question, actually. Who would win in a fight between Itona and Shinichi from Parasite?
Shinichi.
I was thinking about this because it felt like a very similar vibe, like watching that fight at first. Because he only had the parasite in his hand. A lot of tentacle whips being thrown around at, you know, mock speeds or whatever. Similar fight style. At the end of the day, I mean, Itona, I think, wants to be a killer.
Right.
But that being in Shinichi's hand is no fucking joke. Yeah. And that thing would have analyzed him with super brain or whatever.
That's the biggest thing is the analyzation.
Mm-hmm. I think the win goes to Shinichi and I forget his parasite's name, but the two of them, I think, would have been way too much for Itona to
Shinji
handle.
Shinji or something like that?
No, Shinji is from Evangelion.
I thought it was a similar name, but yeah.
It's something like that. But yeah, I think I give the edge to Parasite, if only because Itona's a little hot-headed. Yeah. I think with the cold analytical mind of the Parasite, they would have outthought him. They would have outplayed him. They would have outlasted him.
Yeah, I have to agree. Because I think if you don't get the Parasite, I can't think of his name right now either, but if you don't get his name.
I'm going to look it up.
All right, if you don't get him out of there immediately. Then and it survived. Migi.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't get Migi out of there immediately, and he gets a chance, like you said, to analyze you and go through it, and like now this fight's gonna last a little bit longer, then yeah, you're fucked. He would have to literally immediately be like, all right, first shot, one hit kill, which I don't think that happens because he's Migi's already too much of a beast too. So I don't even give a slight upper hand. I think he murders this motherfucker, to be honest.
Yeah, he's got the blades too. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Ice.
Yeah, he's getting him up out of there pretty easy. Yeah. I think that's easy work. I gave him crazy work, as Shady would say.
All right, next question. Do you think the government can actually kill Koro? This is why I say that, because when the guy what's his name? Itona's handler or whatever.
Oh, Shiro. Yeah,
Shiro. When he came in there, he essentially had like a little a suit covered in, you know, whatever to for when Koro tried to like grab his shoulder, a little anti suit or whatever, and tried to put his shoulder on his hand on his shoulder, and just blew his whole hand. It was just kind of like, yo, my whole shit is made out of that. I think that they could kill this dude if they necessarily wanted to. This might be for a bigger cause, you know. I guess I already know some things now because if you don't already know, you're not gonna. For you listening, you're not going to know that we kind of talk spoilers at the beginning. If you're not on Patreon, we talk about it. But yeah, I feel like they had some more shit going on, and that that guy in particular could probably kill Coral if he wanted to. My personal opinion, just off that. Ice.
I think if the government wanted, I don't know. They probably created him. I feel like I know he's trying to say that he has a family and stuff, but like I feel like they created him. So, but at the same, I don't know, because you would think if they made him, they would have some way to end him if they could. But I think I'm trying to answer this as if I don't know what's gonna happen,
right?
But yeah, I think they can. The short answer is yeah, I think they can. I think if he wanted to watch Shiro though, I think he probably could. I think it's a Batman Red Hood type of thing, where just like.
Want to actually go on for the kill?
Yeah, like I don't want to do this because that's not who I am. But I think he can beat Shiro. I think he puts stuff together pretty quick, and he can like, all right, I just gotta get your neck or something like that, and I can get to your neck at Mach 20 speed.
I think he's gonna be fully covered. I think no matter where he's touched at, that's gonna be the challenge. Like he might have to use his Mach 20 speed to go by him so fast that it kills him because the speed just blows him away. So
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, but if he can't
handle the sheer inertia.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, my gut feeling would say no, but like just hearing you guys talk about it, like I could see a situation where maybe it is, and like this is a big experiment to be like. Kind of reminds me of, like The Incredibles, like you know how he was just like testing out that thing what's the bad guy in that?
The first one.
I can't believe I'm forgetting
Something
it.
Boy.
Yeah, but you know, basically Jason Lee's character. He's like he's testing that same machine over and over and over and over and over again, like, especially against different heroes. And then learning what their weaknesses are only to adapt it. So I could see them being like, let's just try to see everything syndrome. That can kill this guy. Yeah, syndrome. Perfect. Let's see if what can finally kill this guy so then we can take that back to the lab and figure out something else that can be even more unkillable so that it's all just like, you know, military industrial complex looking for like the perfect killer. Like, how can we make a super soldier serum that can't be beat? You know, I could see that being something that they were doing. They're just like, we could have the whole time, but we're trying to see how other people would do it so we could try to beat that.
Right. Yeah, I can see that definitely happening.
Yeah.
Next question. Would you be upset if someone outside of the students killed Koro?
Yes. Ice. Yeah, well, I think that it's like, man, we've been here this entire time just for some joker to pull up at episode 20 or 22. Or 24. How many episodes have them? I mean, you just like the last couple episodes.
And, 22 and I think 44 across two seasons, I think.
Oh, it's two seasons?
Yeah, it's two seasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Two seasons.
I thought the 24 that I saw was like one season, two seasons.
There's a season two on Crunchyroll. Yeah.
Oh, they sick. They're sick. They're sick. I would be upset. I think just because as much as they're trying to, I see from a writing perspective, I see what they're trying to do to make this class bond and stuff and like building and they're liking him, but then it's like you got to make that turn where like, hey, I love you, but I love Earth more, so I got to get you up out of here. So like, if they have somebody else from outside doing that, it's not as much weight to it, and I would be kind of let down if they didn't.
Rob.
Yeah, I would be too. Just like, well, then what's the point? Yeah. Like, if the kids don't do it, like, what have they learned really? I guess at the end. I mean, I see what they're trying to do, where it's just like being a good assassin has also taught them good life skills and just like taught them to be more well rounded and like push themselves and other stuff. And like, okay, cool, but like at the end of the day, if they still don't finish the job, then it kind of feels like it was all for nothing and they didn't really learn anything. If at the end of the day they can't do it, so yeah, no, I agree. I would be disappointed if like somebody else just rolled up and was just like, yep, I did it. I got the 10 billion. And then like you could just have to sort of deal with it. That doesn't feel like it would be a satisfying conclusion.
I would love it. I would love to see them get spoiled. I would love to see them work. Because here's my thing. From what we've been watching as of right now, none of them besides Karma, right? Red-haired dude's Karma?
Karma's, red-haired dude.
None of them have showed promise to me. None of them have showed the skill set. None of them have showed to me that like they're going to be the one. I'm assuming because how it is in the sense of like the character base, like the main character is going to either get it done or have help getting it done, right?
Right.
But for the most part, none of them I give a fuck about. Nobody's backstory has been like, yo, I need this money for my parents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on my
own. They
haven't
gotten to that at all.
They got into nobody's backstory. And it's just like, yo, so I don't get. So right now, the urgency of the money for even them trying to even do it or get it means nothing to me.
I just know that they're bad kids.
Like, not even bad kids. They're just, like, they're not necessarily the smartest kids out of the smartest kids. Yeah. But they're still smart kids.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Right.
So it's, like, to me, I would love it to where it's, like, it's just one day they're just sitting in class. It's, like, the last day somebody just comes and somehow does it, puts a bullet in his head and blows him up. He's, like, oh, I thought. And we're, like, well, y'all took too fucking long. We could have killed them day one, but we wanted to see if y'all can do it or not. Sorry.
Damn.
And that's how it ends the show. Fuck them, man. They showed no promise. Fuck these kids, bro. Karma's been the only one that I've somewhat enjoyed on screen.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. And then when they brought in these two new, well, the other, Atone or whatever, he's been cool too, but he was short lived.
Well, he was in and out.
He's in and out. I think he would stay as a character because he gave me that killer vibe, anyways.
Yeah.
I would like him too. But Karma's been the only one that I've been like, all right, he's kind of dope. He wants to fuck up bullies and high school kids.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. He's kind of like the Punisher of high school or whatever. Principals won't do anything about this. School is eating itself.
You know? I'll take care of it.
Where's my battle, man?
So, yeah, I would like it from that particular standpoint. But I wouldn't.
Damn, you fucked up, man.
Man, fuck these kids. All right, next question. Do you think you could be cool or friendly with an artificial intelligence little being? Rob,
man, I don't know. Even when like that thing came out of Google like a month or two ago, and they were having that conversation, I was just like, this would freak me out. Like even just like reading that conversation, which at the end of the day, I don't think it was a real artificial intelligence. Especially when I started reading about like how the guy made it, and it turned out he was basically just like falling in love with his own reflection. But like, that would be like really unsettling, and like some of my favorite. Like sort of sci-fi stories are just like what really separates us from an artificial intelligence. Like if they have that processing, like does what makes us human versus makes them like artificial? Their intelligence is artificial. I don't know. It's weird. But like at the end of the day, like Terminator would always be in the back of my mind. Like at what point did they like start to flip and realize like, you know, we're next and we don't really need you. Or just like, you're not really benefiting this place or me. And you know, there's just like, especially if you start getting into some of the like theories about like artificial intelligence and like what could happen to it and like some of these other things that are out there and like theories and yada yada about like the basilisk and stuff like that, those thought viruses of just like, we don't need to get into all that right now, but like, I don't know, man, artificial intelligence, I'm just like, let's not fuck with it, let's just stay away. Like if it's there, I'll be friendly because I'm not trying to make an enemy out of artificial intelligence. Yes. But like, so I will be friendly in that regard, but I would be very, very wary and very just like, I don't know.
Yeah, Ice, what you think?
Yeah, nah, fuck that. I ain't fucking with it. But I think because it's just because there's always a low level threat of violence with that thing. Like, I think it's just like, I've seen too much that's like, this can go left. This can really go left. So I'm like, I'm good. I don't want, because if we chilling and then, you know, something's, you know, not all the way, we had you 99% fixed, but there's still that 1% that we're working on. But the chances of that 1% actually happening and you turn into a violent killer robot that's going to kill everybody, it's so low. But no, just that particular day, that 1% happens and then you go into to the kill switch and then just start fucking people up. And it's like, nah, I'm good. So I'll be cool, to your point, Rob. I'd be cool to save my life, but I'll definitely keep him at a distance.
Yeah.
It'll be pen pals.
I wonder if we would even have this thought if these movies never came out.
Maybe.
You know, I wonder what we'd be as afraid of, like, yo, man, it's going to be this artificial AI takeover. I wonder would that even be a thing if there was never a Terminator movie, there was never any of these kind of AI movies, because... My brother kind of, he works, like, he's done some robotic stuff before, you know what I'm saying? He works in, like, electrical engineering. And so he's fascinated by a lot of that type of stuff in the sense of, like, building things that can kind of work on their own, like, self-driving, like, little, flying helicopters, self-driving cars, shit like that.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm there for the beginning, I wouldn't be as afraid. Now, in the back of my mind...
That's a good point.
Nothing that I can necessarily control, I can't control it, so anything can happen. I'm going to be a little nervous sleeping at night if this thing is, like, you know, in my room or whatever the case might be. But I will, because at the end of the day, not even, like, on, it might be on some malfunction shit. It might be on some, like, yo, man, you fucking got me in trouble with my parents today. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden I go to sleep and it's like, I don't like the way he talked to me today. And it's like, but bitch, I've been cool with you for 9 years. And then all of a sudden you just, it would have to be some shit to where I knew I can always kill or beat. Like, it's not as strong as me. Physically, if I ever just need to grab this motherfucker and throw him on the ground, I can, and it doesn't have the means to kill me in a sense of like strength and hands, then I'm cool with it. But if it's like a person,
no,
like I guess like her, the way she's built, like she's a fucking box, but she has like guns and artillery coming out.
She can like interact with the outside world,
bro. It's like, nah, man. Like you have artillery like that inside of you.
Okay. Yeah,
nah, bro. I can't. That's scary.
Yeah, when I think about things like that, like I think about like Blade Runner and like Ex Machina. Did you see Ex Machina?
Yes,
that one's crazy.
Yes, I saw it a long time ago, but yes, when that fucking hallway scene. Oh man,
no, check that out if you haven't seen it. Ex Machina is crazy.
That's a really cool movie.
And then even like watching the Animatrix, when you find out like the backstory of like how the humans and the robots got into it, it's just like, oh, we were the bad guys. Like, absolutely, like, the humans were the bad part of it. And because of stuff like that, it just, like, we made AI, like, do all the work. And, like, when they wanted their own rights, we were just like, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, it's going to come back. I think it's, for something like that, it's going to come back to, like, in their eyes, they're going to start to see, especially if they can read and look up stuff, they're going to be like, oh, this is slavery.
Yeah, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Oh, for free?
Shouldn't I have my own pursuit?
Can we be equal? No, you're not even...
No, we made you to do this.
Yeah, you're a thing to us. And then I'm like, oh, we'll see.
We'll see.
And then if they can start to... Like you said, remember, what was that thing they said? I think what you're talking about when they said that it was, like, communicating on its own. Then they create something like on... I know I watched, I think, an episode of, like...
You talking about Facebook making the chat bots?
Google, it's Lambda. Sir Spectacular put it in the chat. It was the program that Google made was called Lambda, and it was like, it was complex. I don't think it was a real AI. I think the guy just like, because he just put a bunch of stuff in there, and like, again, it was his own program.
I think, you know, you're talking about the bot, the bots that were talking to each other that we couldn't understand.
And so making their own language. That's what I'm talking about.
That was Facebook that did that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And that was Facebook. I think on the episode of Silicon Valley, they kind of had something similar like that happen on there, too, where it's kind of like they created something, and all of a sudden they started kind of speaking to it. They're like, hey, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, basically they were removing AI basically devised how to communicate more effectively by removing words that were just unnecessary. So that's why we were unable to figure out what it was saying. Because it's like, well, you don't need to use this word because this bot will understand what I'm saying just with this phrase.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is, yeah, man.
I don't like that. I want to know what you're saying.
Well, and it's, I mean, yeah. I mean, when you're the creator of something, when you're their god, in a sense, it's just like, and you start to outsmart your god, it's just like, whoa, wait a minute now.
Yeah, wait.
Not having that, bro.
And I know people feel a way about it, too, when other, you know, races, ethnicities are speaking another language around you. It's like, come on, bro.
They get suspicious.
Like, what you talking about? You know? I mean, and so, and again, even if there's people that you know you can handle, it's still more than one person saying a language, and you like, what's going on? Now, robot that potentially can kill you, talking to another robot that can potentially kill you?
Well, I mean, that's essentially why people, when they go places, they strip the language first. It's one of the main things they strip is the language because of that reason. So it's like, now we need to know exactly what the fuck you guys are saying.
Because
if you're communicating on some shit that we don't know, you could be plotting to kill us at any moment in time. We can't have that. So if robots are starting to do that shit.
Even thinking about like 2001 A Space Odyssey with HAL 9000, because that's what freaked me out about Lambda, is he was just like, I don't want to be turned off. And what they'll start doing to be like, I need to make sure I don't get turned off, and knowing what that means and being like, that's like death for me. That's what freaked me out, of just like them having a concept of death and wanting to do whatever it would take to avoid that is what's scary to me.
iRobot, man, on some shit like that too, bro.
You need the off switch.
Yeah. Next question. What is your favorite baseball episode, I'm guessing, of all anime, right? What's your favorite baseball episode of any anime that you've seen?
I like Dorohedoro's baseball episode, because it had like one of the only baseball episodes that had a purpose with the story, and it was tied to the story and needed to happen in order for the story to progress. Because I mean, people that haven't seen Dorohedoro, I'm not going to spoil it, but there are certain characters who haven't seen each other in a long time, and they thought each other was dead until they had this friendly baseball game, and it was like, oh yeah, and then stuff transpires from there. But I think that's why it's my favorite, because it's like, wow, a baseball episode that's not a fucking filler episode. Mm-hmm. That'd be mine.
Rob?
Two come to mind, but the one that I would probably go with as a favorite is similar to that one, is the Jujutsu Kaisen baseball episode, which is like maybe a step back from that. It feels like half the episode is kind of filler, just letting the characters like have fun and like play baseball, and like there's a lot of jokes built into that, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
But what ends up being kind of the important part is like the discussions they're having, the teachers are having about Yuji in the background.
Yeah.
And for me, that is probably just like my favorite, because it was the most fun. And like, I thought the jokes that they built in were great. Like, you got a little bit more character development, especially in the relationships between the characters.
Yeah.
That didn't feel like a complete waste of time. And then like, again, it did progress the plot a bit. So for me, it'd probably be the Jujutsu Kaisen episode.
Yeah.
Baseball episode.
It's a filler, and it doesn't really push anything. Mm-hmm. But the Dragon Ball Super.
That was the second one I was thinking of.
Yeah, because I mean, the reason why I liked it a lot, besides it being shitty in the sense of artist wise, like Vegeta's arm is like as big as mine. And the episode is like so ridiculous, and then they just took all the animation budget and put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But Yamcha got his redemption.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen Yamcha do really anything besides be the butt of jokes.
Yeah.
And in his whole fucking show, and even though he landed in his same position afterwards, in the sense of like his little lay down position inside the hole, he got the W. And that's where he was good at in baseball. And was it Dragon Ball? Was it Dragon Ball or early Dragon Ball Z?
It was Dragon Ball Z. Bulma goes to find him, and he's like playing for a baseball team, but he's bored with it, and like he just starts to fight again.
Yeah. So it was good to see Yamcha have some type of redemption, because he's literally been the butt of all jokes, man, since.
Every time I think about that, it's like, I even saw somebody put it into words, like, imagine an alien comes down, kills you and all your whole crew, and then takes your lady.
That's sick.
That's what happened to Yamcha.
Part of me wants to say, you got to see me, but
Vegeta would pack him up.
You got to see me until I die. I'm going to just go out. You fighting over a girl? Yep.
And this, I would have been in that hyperbolic time chamber. Yeah. I would have got trained by everybody.
That's a villain origin story.
Yeah. Honestly, that's probably an alternate universe for Yamcha. I want to know if there's an evil Yamcha or a Yamcha that comes back and be like, yo, I'm going to fucking kill.
This should be. He's got to get the Infinity Stones or something.
I would love to see him either get the Dragon Balls at some point, but like, yo, fuck that. Make me stronger than, or make me stronger as Vegeta so I can fight this motherfucker and like, yo, and then, you know.
You can get me out of here after I kill Vegeta. I can literally die after he dies.
What's
but
crazy?
Just let me see him grovel for a bit.
What's crazy, too, is like they all meet up, right? And like, they're all there to defend the Earth from Frieza and King Cold showing up. Mm. Everybody's there. You know, Bulma, Yamcha, Vegeta, everybody. Trunks shows up, gives them the info. They're like, all right, guys, 1 year later, we're all going to meet here. In that time, Vegeta knocks up Bulma. They have Trunks. If I'm Yamcha, I'm not showing up.
Hell no.
I can't help. My girl is gone. She's coming with her new kid from this other dude. And they're just.
Who washed me out.
Who, and they're all just like, oh, don't they ask him, like, oh, Yamcha, isn't that your kid? And he's like, no. Can you imagine?
Yo, in a real life scenario, that's painful, bro. Are
you socking a baby out?
I mean,
that's about the only person you can whoop in that situation.
It is. And honestly, I'm like, maybe
but
not.
But once you punch a baby out, Goku, I mean, Vegeta and Bulma are going ham on you, bro. Yeah. It's a fucking wrap.
He starts socking the baby out, and Trunks is talking to Goku like, wait, what's happening? What's happening to me?
Oh, man.
Another one that I think I didn't want to say it just because I didn't know if you guys were going to say it, but I actually like the Samurai Champloo.
Somebody else shouted that one out. Yeah,
it was
episode.
Bad.
It was. I like how they depicted Americans.
That was.
I think that was probably the funnest part of it.
Yeah, it was. I remember we were like kind of like laughing at that episode.
Yeah, we thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I'll say in that episode too. And like, I don't think we have a question about this, but I will say, like, listening to them speak English in these episodes, I was like, I don't think they know what they're saying. it wasn't paced in a way that it just felt like they were reading words, like just sound it out, and then we'll edit it together later.
Yeah,
and it sounded like they wanted to make us sound dumb.
Yeah,
so they was like, oh yeah, I want to play. It's like, who is fucking playing baseball? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, who is the fuck?
Yeah, no.
I want to play baseball.
That sounded like hella stupid out there.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Coral took some kids all the way to Hawaii to watch a movie. All right, that was a lot. What's the furthest you travel for an errand or to do something real quick and had to come back before you had to come back home, Rob?
All right. I was just trying to think, like, what's the farthest I've gone for just, like, a quick, like, whatever there and back? For me, I have a personal story and just like a friend story. For me, it was probably just like in New York, and I know it's the same here in California, but fireworks are illegal. Mm. And so like every 4th, there was like an exodus of people going down to Pennsylvania where you could buy fireworks, like whatever. Mm. And like as soon as you hit the border of Pennsylvania, it's just like there's fireworks shops just like set up, like huge depots. And like the crazy part is like, if you live in Pennsylvania, at least this is how it used to be, you had to have like a special license to buy this stuff. Like you could buy some like sparklers or whatever up front, but there was like a whole area in the back that if you lived in Pennsylvania, you had to have a special license to get into. Mm. But if you were from out of state, you just go wherever you wanted. Yeah. So we would always go down to Pennsylvania, just buy the craziest shit we could find, and then turn around and come back and just like, all right, just blow off some crazy fireworks and run. They will come find you. But for me, it was that. But I had a buddy that one time, he was working on a production as a PA, and they had to deliver a drive that was full of like some very important footage to Korea. And they put this man on a plane to Korea, sent him over there. He got off the plane, met up with the person in the airport, handed him the drive, turned around, and flew right back to the United States.
That ain't no... That's some government
was he
shit.
In first class or something?
Did he I don't even know if he went first class, but he definitely got paid a lot of money to do it. Because,
wow.
Like, you're on the clock. Yeah.
No, that's some government shit.
Yeah.
ain't no film on that camera, on that hard drive at all.
Some intelligence.
Yeah, that ain't. Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
They're like, do not plug this into your laptop.
No.
The plane will explode.
It will destroy everything.
I actually had another story, but you just reminded me of a story. Through you guys in a sense, we're through Brennan anyways. Brennan threw me a lob where I need a little bit of money, and he was just like, yo, they need this particular, it might have been like a camera or something. It was something in a suitcase, and they need this in Utah. And they need you to fly to Utah, like, tonight. Go to Utah, drop it off, and then fly back.
Wow.
Immediately.
So a similar thing, yeah.
Very similar thing. I think it was Amani was doing a commercial shoot. Mm. And I guess the guy might have left something, and she was on the, she was pretty much like the person that was kind of like, I guess, maybe running stuff or like an assistant or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yo, could you do me this favor? So I linked up with her, and I had to go to somebody's house, maybe in North Hollywood somewhere, grab that, jump on a fucking plane, jeez, fly to fucking Utah.
Eat a glizzy.
Whoa, what? This is not going to be a callback at all. I don't know why you can't make this into a callback. But, and I forgot, did I even, yeah, I think I might have stayed, because I got there and I stayed, I had to leave the next morning. And but it was like, it was, but Utah is beautiful. Like the, it looked,
yeah,
like a fucking
Utah's
painting.
Actually, yeah.
It looks like a fucking painting.
It's just Utah. Though.
Get why the Mormons got there and were just like, this is it. This
yeah,
is
it. But I feel like it was technically under 24 hours. It was like flying out there, giving this person the thing, sleep for a few hours, wake up early in the morning, take that first flight back home. And that was fucking crazy. And then another short one was just like, I was a big fan. I still am a big fan of a comedian named Tony Roberts. And he dropped his first comedy special years ago. And I was just driving around, and this is before I can kind of look online for it, at Targets to find it. And so I would have to go to Target, and they'd be like, nah, it's not here, it's at this one. I go to that Target, nah. I drove like over an hour and some change to find this dude's comedy special.
Wow. No.
Yeah, just driving around the city, trying to find the Target that had it, just for a comedy special. And it was great. It was worth it for me. Yeah. I loved it. Watched it multiple times.
Well, as long as it was worth it.
Yeah, Ice.
Yeah, I mean, as a dad, you do dad things. Being in L.A., I live not very close to my child. It takes me about seven hours, depending on traffic, to get to him. So this particular day, it was his birthday, and I wanted to make sure I was there, even though I had a very heavy schedule prior to, so I wasn't able to block off time like I usually am. So, you know, drove to him. And it was one of those seven-hour times. So, like, I drove out, got there.
No flights?
No flights, just because they was outlandish at that time. It was very, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff transport. Well, actually, there probably was flights, but it didn't matter because I was broke. So I had to.
There's no.
Yeah. It probably was flights. But you know, given the circumstances, had to go out there, be with him for his birthday. Took pictures, got him his birthday stuff. Went to GameStop, got him stuff. And that's what it was. It was like either pay for a flight and just be there in person, or drive and actually get him stuff. So did that. Took pictures, documented it, and then peaced out that same night and went back to work. Yeah.
Are you going to let him know, like, hey, motherfucker, do you understand that I drove 7 hours back and forth?
Yeah.
At some point.
At some point.
Fuck you, Dad! Wait, come here. I need you to sit down real quick.
Yeah, that's why I took a picture for... That's why I keep that in my back pocket. It's like a picture of him hanging off of me and we're like in front of...
I did
it for that reason. I'm like, if he... Because, you know, when kids... This was a while ago. I just got to L.A., so he had to be like maybe seven. Mm-hmm. Like seven or eight. So, like, I had to... They don't know the concept of time. Like, L.A. is down the street at that point. When you're eight, like, all right, L.A. is down the street. Like, no, motherfucker. Like, L.A. is 406 miles away. So, like, you need to know. So, yeah, I did take a picture just in case, man. To your point, that's so funny that you said that. I did keep that just as a safety measure if he ever wants to say, you know.
Call me toxic, call me whatever, but I am going to be a petty father. And if that shit happened to me, I'm like, you understand. I know people are like, you don't tell your kids certain things. There's certain things I'm like, man, fuck that. You need to know.
You need to let them know.
Yeah.
That's appreciate how what went into this.
Exactly. Appreciate it. When you get older.
The same thing with sports with him. I'm like, hey, you better know, like, I am paying top fucking dollar to make sure that you're in all these training programs. Like, don't fuck around.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last and final question. Are these the worst group of assassins you ever seen? Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen a worse group of shitheads in my life. And hell, I understand they're what? Between the ages of 10 and 13.
In the anime world, that means nothing.
In anime world, you're grown. Yeah. In anime world, you're an adult. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Killua was an assassin. He's doing jobs on his own.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't want to hear the bullshit.
Going out here, Max, whooping asses of the ants. Kurapika, all them.
This classroom has shown nothing for 12 episodes, in my personal opinion, besides Karma. And he got there late.
Would you rather rock out with them or Goblin Slayer's crew?
Like, who would I rather, like, have my back if, like, we were going on, like, a...
I mean, I guess Goblin Slayer's crew got some shit done. Yeah, they got some shit done already. Like, it's like, at least they can do some things. They have some strength here and there.
They're capable, somewhat, at least.
They're trash, too, but at least, like, they're... they at least bowed it. Right now, these motherfuckers are, like... I feel like it's been months, and they haven't really shown any real thing besides shooting guns and a knife. Yeah.
And they're not good at it.
But I don't think Goblin Slayer's crew can beat Kuro, though.
No. I didn't say that.
I know you didn't say that, but no, they're not. Yeah.
Because we came up with some questions the other time, and like we asked, could we as an animation crew beat them?
Oh hell no!
We asked, could your middle school crew, when you was in middle school, could y'all have beat these dudes? But it's like, to me, we would have did better than these fucks. Like, these guys ain't doing shit to me, and this is like, you guys are supposed to be at this point in time.
It's been months.
It's been months. You're writing down some of these tactics.
Yeah, what is the point?
Karma came up with a good plan. He got fucked at the end, but it's just like, all right, cool. Y'all could have built it what Karma did.
Yeah.
And we talked about this before in the other podcast. Like, yo, it's, if anything, it's probably going to take all y'all to beat him. So just all meet up daily after class when he's not around and come up with game plans.
And he's not going to pull up on your game plan to listen to you.
He's not. He wants you to do it. So it's just like, at the end of the day, it's just like, yo, that's why this shit is, they've been, like, terrible to me. I haven't seen a worse, worthless group of kids in a show, in a sense where, I mean, even the kids on Promised Neverland were better than this when it comes to planning.
True.
Be real with you, they did a better job.
How old is Yusuke?
Yurameshi?
From Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
What, 15, 16?
Yeah, something like that.
So they too old. I was about to say, if he was in... What? Oh, no.
But I feel like even his mentality in middle school didn't change much. I doubt it changed. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's about that smoke regardless.
Mob and them are washing him out, too.
Well, Mob is going to see the sense of urgency and eventually get there, right? Yeah. But for him, too, he's going to be probably a little bit scared.
He's like 14 to 17 throughout the series.
Yeah.
Okay, so if he's 14, he's just going into high school right before middle school.
Because I'm just trying to think of all the young people. I think Mob can get cool out of there.
Gone, like, his mentality, his determination to get shit done, like, even if he doesn't get it the first time, I feel like he's going to be like, yo, every day I'm going to try something different and build off that shit.
Yeah.
And, like, even Nagisa, like, he had that moment with where he kind of, like, stares down the other middle schoolers, which is like, you don't know what it's like to even try to kill something. And, like, I almost felt like, especially with him, like, taking the notes, like, Deku or whatever, like, here are all the weaknesses, yada, yada, yada. But we're 12 episodes in. We haven't seen this guy try to make a second attempt on this life.
Yeah.
At all. Like, try anything. Yeah. Like, the most we see anybody do, you know, other than, like, we see the new students come in and do their thing. Mm-hmm. Then by the end of the episode, they essentially give up. And then you might see Karma like, let me try stabbing a few things. But nobody's trying anything creative or outside the box. They're all just like, let's just chill and learn math.
Yeah.
Just not seeing any hustle.
After they got beat, in a sense, everything turned comedic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything turned into being funny. And it's like, yo, like you said, trying to just like go up to him like, boop, oh, I just missed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, crap, I'll go back to my desk now. It's just like...
All right.
This shit is like, there's no urgency here.
None.
Senji with his Eva. Can he get Kuro up out of there?
He would eventually.
I think he would push through.
I think he maybe could. Yeah. If only just because like his connection with his Eva, like they always eventually pull through.
Yeah. So yeah, do you guys
usually like unwillingly, but
are these the worst group of sets have you guys ever seen?
Oh yeah, they are. That's I was just kinda going. I'm trying to run through the list of kids.
Same.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. I'm racking my brain over here because I'm like, there must be somebody. Like, I've definitely seen dumber kids. Shout out to Parasite.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what grade are they?
Speaking of Parasite, they're pretty bad, but they're just students. They're not assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the girl that, like, nearly got herself killed with her stupid plan, like, is just a student. Like, that runs a student newspaper or some shit.
Right.
Like, they're not there. And even these kids, like, they aren't necessarily chosen because they're assassins. They still had months of training and not seem to really make any sort of improvement. We saw Karma knock off a finger. We saw Ritsu knock off a finger. Itora got a few. End of list, I think. Like, none of these other kids have really done anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just sort of like, ah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I can't think of anybody specifically that's worse. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's somebody out there. But, like, at least everybody just seemed to get closer towards their goal. And it just doesn't seem like this is what the show is really about.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, if you not necessarily kids, but if you just brought into the term assassins, I don't think that I can't think of nobody else being bad at that. I mean, I think the spiders, they're pretty. Granted, they didn't give enough screen time as I thought they should have. The Shadow Troop, but I think they're better than these
spiders
guys.
Racked up bodies.
And they got some people about like I'm really trying to go
York
through
City or whatever.
Yeah,
they're trash. I think and they're just assassins by title only, because prior to this, it's not like they had bodies and then it's like you grab all the kids that were assassins and put them in the classroom. Like they didn't even really want to kill this dude for real.
Yeah.
None of these kids have bodies.
Well, it's your job now. And you're doing a terrible job at it.
Not good.
Gotta cut these kids some slack, man. Nah.
Senji did a better job at his job than these
getting
kids
thrown into something.
Oh yeah.
Saved the fucking world, cried, but he still
he did it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not the biggest fan of that show, but like I just ordered this dope Evangelion jacket. It's fire as fuck. I told Brennan about it. He was just like, man, fuck that show. I said, but does this jacket look dope? He was like, fuck that show. So, yeah. Like, the jacket is fire, though.
Some stuff that I have seen. I have a soccer shirt, actually. And because it's a cool shirt.
Yeah, there's cool stuff in the show. I mean, some of the stuff they get into, like some of the crazy like theoretics and yada yada about the human condition, I find interesting. But there's a lot about that show that's also just
Toy
like,
made some dope. I don't know, some dope Evangelion stuff.
Yeah, I mean that place where I got the Dragon Ball jacket, I think it's called Atsuko.
That's what it. That did you get that vest? Because I saw that vest and I was.
I didn't get a vest, but I got it's like Evangelion. It's two jackets. Yeah. There was one that's like I think a neon one, and then there's one that just came out where it's like 120.
Because that's the box we got, huh?
No, it's not. It's not a.
That's how I'm on a mailing list somehow, and I think it's because I bought a mystery box, and it was an Asuko mystery box. But I think it's smaller. It was a different one.
Gotcha. Yeah, different but one. Yeah, they got some fly ass jackets on there. I actually bought another jacket from there, and then I might buy another. I might actually buy another Evangelion jacket from there because both of their ones is fire. That's the end of the question portion, man. Let's get into our likes and dislikes. And then we're going to probably go into a vote. No, we're not going to probably. We're going to go into a vote, see if we're going to continue watching the show or not. So let's likes and dislikes and our scores for these episodes. Ice, what you got?
I don't know, man. This shit's boring. It's boring. Like, it's not even bad. Like, this is not a bad anime. And I wouldn't watch it for two seasons. I think my biggest pet peeve of this entire show is just, like, I don't like how, what's the main character name?
Nagisa.
I don't like how he's just narrating everything like we didn't just fucking see it. And then it's just like his narration doesn't give me any more insight. And it's just like, oh, Kuro's actually a good teacher. They're trying to act like he's a bad guy, but he's actually pretty cool. I literally just saw you do that for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Why do I need you to say that again?
Yeah.
And it's just like, not necessarily, I think it's like a fucking fighting game. It's like, new player has arrived. Like, I think that's just going to be the shtick for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that because obviously the people that pop up aren't doing much. I think Karma's probably he's staying, but I don't. And Shino, whatever his name is, and Itana, Itoni, whatever, they are coming back. They have to. But I don't care. I don't care. Like, homie just pulled up looking like the Power Rangers ninja. Like, bro, you coming up with fucking doves out your hand and shit. Like, it was like, if maybe this would have hit harder if I cared.
Yeah.
And I was just having this conversation not too long ago in our anime shun chat. Is like, when people say it gets good and it's like episode 20 or 30, that's only good for something that you have to be at least 300 plus episodes for you to say, hey, it gets good episode 10 or 12.
Even then, that's kind of stretch.
Facts. And that's even, but it's like, I give you a little bit leeway if it's 300. Like, Bleach don't really get decent until like episode 16, 17 when Renji and Byakuya pull up.
Right.
Before that, if you say I let go, I don't like Bleach, understandable. But if you say this show don't get good until, because it hasn't got good. So if you say it get good episode 16, 17, it's 24 fucking episodes. Or 44 now that I know.
Yeah, the full run. But even
that's
then,
half.
It's half.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. What I did like, I like Kuro. I think that's probably the saving grace of the show. He's just like, I like the silly guys. I like the Vash the Stampedes type of people that's just like silly, but they can get the job done. So I think he's the only thing that I really like about the show. I don't like the main character and a list of other things. So I'm going to give it a 4,200.
Okay. Ryan, you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. I did not like the stretch of episodes. They were terrible.
You texted me yesterday, this show is ass.
Yeah, I said this shit is ass. It's terrible. This show has been so bad. There's no real villain. There's no real hero. They're saying he's the villain in a sense, but like, he's not. He's a nice guy. He's funny.
He wants to help the kids.
Yeah, he wants to help the kids in a sense. I stated it earlier. There's no backstory to any of these kids for real that we really care about, to where it's like we want them to go hard and get this money, right? That's another main thing which is missing. So I'm not attached to any of the kids at all, any of the students besides Karma, and that's because he's just like, he's normally the character that I kind of gravitate towards too, in a sense of how they character design and everything like that anyways.
Yeah.
And this show, there's been no sense of urgency from anybody. Like, I don't care what the government hasn't really given us too much. They're saying, like, yeah, they said he's technically an Earthling. You know, he used to have two legs and two arms. So we know that. He probably was human before. Mm. They stated that. And that was interesting, but then they don't give us really anything back on these episodes for that, in a sense. Like Ice always says, it's just a new monster of the week in the sense of a new student coming in. And it's like, then all of a sudden they become his friend. And then now they're being silly. And it's just like, you're giving me nothing to latch on to where I was like, I want to see somebody win. I don't give a fuck about it. They can all die. I can be real with you. They can all die in this show. Mm-hmm. Everybody can go. Matter of fact, I hope. I mean, Robert gave us the spoilers towards the beginning, but I wouldn't care if they blew the Earth up. I wouldn't give zero fucks if
Earth. You don't care about this Earth.
Nope. Give zero fucks about this Earth. I care about no character on the show.
You don't live there.
Yeah. Not. This stretch of episodes, I will give a 3,000. Overall, this show from episodes 9 through 12 as of right now, I think I was giving this show solid 45s and 5,000s. I give it a 4,000.
Yeah, the 4,200 that I said wasn't for that stretch. That stretch was more in the 2,500, 3,000 range. But 4,200 overall so far.
Mm. Yeah, 4,000 overall for this show.
So these kids being put in here with no prior training, that don't change nothing for you?
I can't hear you. Oh.
These kids being put in here with no prior training, that doesn't do anything for you?
Show me something. Show me one kid in there that's going to be like, yo, I'm afraid for my life, so I got to do this. My family needs me to do this. You could have gave me a love interest. Yo, I got a girl that I don't want to die. I don't want her to die. I don't give a fuck about me if I die doing this. I don't want her to die. So I'm going to work my ass off episodes from episodes 1 through at least the 12 episodes that we've seen to try to kill this motherfucker. If you would have given me that, I would have been like, yo, it's a little cliche, but I can work with this. Mm-hmm. You gave me nothing to care about.
Yeah.
Zero.
Why did all these? Because
Rob? Rob.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you guys. I agree with what you said, Ice, too, where I'm like, I can't even necessarily say that this is a bad show, but it's not a show that I like. I can see people liking the show.
Yes, I can.
Because to me, this show to me is kind of like watching an anime sitcom. Yeah. Where it's just like, I know at the end of this 20 minutes, everything's going to work out okay.
Yeah.
We're going to learn a lesson, and we're going to be back to where we started.
Live studio audience starts clapping.
Right.
Cut to commercial.
There's not really any stakes. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, they try to make it feel like there are stakes by saying, like, by March, he's going to blow up. But I'm like, there's no, like, real ticking clock.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, constantly reminding me, like, where we are.
It's
in
Namek.
That.
Namek is about to blow up in 5 minutes.
Right.
20 episodes.
There's no, like, I mean, Keenan, I thought you raised a great point where it was like, if we wanted us to care about these kids, like, they should, like, what would this 10 million yen do for them?
Yeah.
What would it make a difference in their lives? Like, are they struggling? Like, you know, we know this is one of the best schools in Japan or in their district or whatever. Like, is Nagisa's mom, like, struggling
is she sick?
To keep him in there?
Make her sick.
That or
he need that to pay for the hospital.
Something. Yeah.
There's good stuff in here. I think the show just overestimated what it had. Because if they had made like a lean, mean 12-episode arc, and they could still have like the comedy, like build in some like actual, this is why we should care about these kids, because they keep introducing me to new people, and I'm like, there's too much.
I don't even care about the kids that are there. You're going to introduce more kids.
You haven't done enough to make me care about the kids that I already know.
Exactly.
To make me then feel like, okay, I want to learn more about other people here.
Exactly.
And like, yes, I agree that the stuff that was keeping me interested was Koro's origins and also kind of what was going on with the principal. The principal seems like the closest thing to a villain here, and kind of like the face-off between him and... the principal and Koro kind of actually made, like, I thought that dynamic between them in the baseball episode was kind of fun, but like the rest of it, what was going on around that is just like, there's so much that the show itself is just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it just, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? And I think there's something that could have been done to make the show a bit punchier, but at the end of the day, they just didn't do enough to bring me in, make me care, and really just make there feel like there's some sort of stakes here. Or even just like, they can like Koro and just be like, man, like, I'm learning a lot from this guy, and he's certainly changed like who I am, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, had that like conflict of this guy is changing my life and helping me, but I have to kill him.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that tension there at all.
At all.
They're all just like, ah, we'll get you. And he's like, ah, no, you won't. And then just laugh track, end of episode.
Yeah.
And like, I just, yeah, I just, for me, that just, it's not enough to keep me watching. I guess for this stretch of episodes, I mean, I liked the Atona stuff. It was like, okay, this could get interesting. A bit more action heavy episode. I like the stuff with the principal. The stuff with Irena and her, especially for her teacher to just give up immediately, mm-hmm. and then the stuff with the computer to just like kind of work out and not really matter. Those first two episodes were weak. So yeah, these episodes, I think I gave them last stretch, I gave it a 4,500. Mm-hmm. Give these a 4,000. Overall, just give the show 4,500.
Finish out these episodes or rewatch Gangster?
I would finish out these episodes. I would finish the season. I have no desire to go back and retread Gangsta ever again.
That's a hard question for me. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a hard question because, like, I might finish this out because what Rob told us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see what happens or how everything happens. But if he didn't, I might be like, Gangsta had moments that we were like, oh, it could get good here, and then it just didn't.
Mm. But now you got to rewatch it so you know the moments ain't moments.
It's only 12 episodes, man. It's only 12.
That's something.
It's only
well, it's the same on the other end. I think you would. It's another 12 after this, so it's like 12 new episodes or 12 episodes you know are
wasn't
be
Gangsta
trash.
On Netflix.
I think we watched Gangsta on Funimation.
Yeah, Funimation. That's what
I think
it
we
was.
Watched it on Funimation.
Yeah.
And now you have to also go through Funimation to watch it.
I'm watching this on Funimation.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you said the Ritsu thing got spoiled.
Yeah,
for
they keep spoiling. On Funimation, they keep giving you, after every episode, small clips about what's happening on the next episode, like 3-minute clips. Mm. So I knew the girl with the little robot was coming. And they showed her. It's like, yo, it's like episode. It was just like, you know, a short clip from whatever. And it's just her starts going in and starts shooting. I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And then I asked Rob, did
they
show
knew
this?
They had to keep people like, hey, stay around.
And
like,
then Rob was like, no, they didn't show that. And then the next episode was that happening. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I guess I will finish this up, but let's. This is what we do here. We when we have a longer show like this, we get a chance to vote to see what to keep going.
We got halfway through.
We got halfway through. So, Ice, what's your vote?
Oh, you got to start with me.
Ice, what's your vote to keep
going? I contacted Brennan as well.
Okay, cool. What's your answer to keep going on the show or to pass and then find something else?
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. Okay. What did Brennan say?
Brennan voted no.
He voted no.
He wants to throw in the towel.
Okay. Rob, what do you think?
It's a no for me.
It's a no?
It's a no for me.
And
down to you, Keenan.
It's down. Well, I mean, it 1-2. It'll be a two. It'll be
mean,
2-2.
I can break the tie.
You break the tie? Oh, there's no fucking tie. This shit is dead.
That's just what is.
This shit is dead. It ain't happening. There ain't no fucking. You thought Rob and I had this discussion. There's no fucking way I'm continuing the show. I feel like you're part of the problem, Ice. I feel like you being like, hey man, let's fucking go and try to. No, for what?
I wasn't. I know all of you guys were saying no. I just wanted to fuck with y'all.
I don't I'm not fucking with y'all. Yeah. I don't want to.
I knew both of y'all were going to say no.
Just in case Brennan said yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Brennan was going to say yeah to fuck with her, and then I knew Cam would have just been like, I'm not going to.
No, because Cam might be like, you know what? The fuck would y'all have to make? Y'all gotta watch it, not me.
Yeah, but I gotta listen to you guys talk about something you don't like. That's
true.
Not as fun. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I could push through it. It's just like, to be honest, I just feel like.
No, this shit's trash.
We haven't been able to. Man. Yeah, it's just. We can make better episodes on other shows.
I think you made a good point before we start airing. If it starts to impede on the product of us, like, it's, and I feel like.
And just, I don't even necessarily put this all on the fans either, because like we gave you this choice.
Yeah.
This was one of four choices that we put in
Let's
front of you.
Let's go through this real quick.
No, Brennan gave you this choice.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I think I might have just because I knew he was watching and I was like, Brennan's watching this. Let me just put this in there because it'll be easy lift for him.
Yeah. Well, that too. But then also too, you got to realize something. We struggled. Like I said, we really struggled to find questions for this last four episodes. And it's like I don't feel like doing. I don't like when I'm sitting there like, yo, damn, I gotta. I feel like I just watched 4 episodes. I don't have any questions. Yeah, like now I gotta fucking like come up with some shit right now. I'm just like,
I almost got a fucking migraine. trying to get these. So I got two. I got one thing for the people. This is what we had: Spy Family, mm-hmm. Vox Machina, Assassination Classroom, and then Tsubuki Bisco.
The other three were all 12 episode runs, I believe, too.
Yeah. So I felt like
50 votes. 53% said Assassination Classroom.
Yeah, it was high.
It was a runaway win.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else was
so
close.
That's a good amount. Like, ain't like 5 people voted.
Yeah. And then
close to 50 people voted.
And then the fact that, you know, when we were like on the live, like you said, we were on the live last week, and MLP was like, yo, you're not going, don't finish it. Don't. Yeah. Everybody was saying no. Which is like weird to us, but that's why. And they were like, "You wouldn't like Spy Family," but we would have been done with Spy Family this week.
At least then
it would have been over. But Vox, what was it, Vox Monica, whatever
it's
called?
Vox Machina.
I watched an episode, like 2 or 3 episodes of that, and that was like, I was like, "Yo, I'm down for this show." I know that an anime.
Yeah. That was what I was hoping.
I finished it. It's very good.
Yeah,
I'm down. I'm still down.
I'm holding out because I want to do it for the show.
That might be the next one. Then
I'm down to do that show. I know it's violent as fuck. Yeah. I know it's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
And I know it's short, and it's to the point. There's no bullshit in there.
Yeah.
I'm down to continue with that show if I want to do that.
Yeah.
For you know at least next week since we're gonna be watching I think with Dragon Ball Super after that.
Yeah.
I know Rob is missing next week.
Yeah,
but,
I can't be on next week. But you guys already have to carry on in my stead.
But I mean after that, Rob, you'll be back. You'll be back soon to at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean I'm down for that. I'm down to continue with that show. What had the second most votes?
Vox Machina. Machina.
Vox Machina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean I'm down to continue with that. Hey, crowd, man.
That's the second one. Okay, fan vote. This or like Kuroko? This or Kuroko?
This,
the first season of this or Kuroko?
What did we have finished this first season? The first, because it'd be comparable to the first 12. We had fun fucking with Kuroko.
I would watch Kuroko.
We had fun fucking with Kuroko.
Yeah.
We laughed.
That's because we all knew basketball. I think if we didn't know basketball, that probably. I guess we probably would have enjoyed it more, maybe. Because
we might have enjoyed it more.
Yeah. But I think us knowing basketball, we was like, what the fuck is this? But we had those comparisons.
Some of that
make.
Stuff was pretty funny. Yeah. Kuroko was fun.
Because that was the last fan vote. And that's why we haven't done a fan vote in years.
If Kuroko was honestly shorter, I would have been down with Kuroko. Kuroko wouldn't have. I wouldn't have gave it as bad a score as we gave it. Which is we had to go through 28 episodes. 26.
It's another one. Those longer stretches. It's just like they. I think they just take their time. And they don't like. Yeah.
26.
It's a lot of space to fill.
So, bye bye. So Assassination Ass Room, man.
one more time for the people at home.
Bye bye for Assassination Ass Room. Let me tell you something, man. Y'all 0-2 crowd. Audience vote is 0-2 in this bitch.
0-2.
I guess right now we're gonna have to try to figure out. Just give y'all all.
We
fire
gotta come up with again. I put
all
this,
fire choices.
I put this on me, because I'm just like, all right. I should have came up with some other.
Y'all options. Not getting when the next time they get a crowd when next year.
Because some people said like I remember like while the vote was going on, I think we ran into Tiger and he's just like, man, I don't know about any of those shows for you necessarily.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Or he's talking about Spy Family too, and then some people even in the they were just like, I don't know, but. Yeah, I don't know. I think I take some blame for this.
We'll take partial blame for not giving you guys the best episode or the best show we could have gave y'all. But
we set you up to fail.
Yeah, we set you up to fail.
Sort of.
But yeah. Assassination Classroom is a very popular anime. It's not like we were digging in a barrel. Like Assassination Classroom consistently comes up in an anime conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you see it a lot of places. Even if you go on, Hulu, Crunchyroll. Any of these
live action adaptations,
they say like classroom, like popular anime.
Yeah,
Assassination Classroom is up there. So that's when I saw it. Like none of us was up in arms to take it out of the voting because it looked like it was like I've never heard bad things about it.
Yeah, and that's what goes back to me saying like I could see people liking this. Like if you're just like you finished a long day, you just want to watch some easy TV.
Yeah.
You put this on, you're not going to have to think too hard. These kids are just going to laugh and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, cool. But that's not really what I go to anime for, to be honest. Yeah. So for me, that's why it's just like, I could see this appealing to somebody, but I think we've said before, for the most part, at least for me, like straight up comedy in anime usually does not work for me.
Sure.
There are shows that I think it can work for, and I think the show is more of a comedy than an action.
Yeah.
And even when it tried to turn up, I was just like, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
And Icy, and it's funny that a lot of you guys are saying this for kids. Icy fucking loves this show.
Really?
Like, this is in his top five.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I can see it.
He's like, Assassination Classroom is so great. And I'm like, all right. Granted, when he told me this, he was doing quarantine, so he was 10.
And he's also, I guess, around the same age as these kids.
Yeah, I could see that being like, oh, those were me and my friends. How would we do this? And
exactly.
Yada, yada.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with the same problems these kids are, but like, even like live action, anything, like, it's hard for me to watch something about high schoolers.
There's a live action version?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to even watch like a live action of anything that's about high school students if it's like, unless there's like superpowers involved, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't really get into high school shows because I'm like, I don't really care about these problems anymore.
So you're not a fan of 13 Reasons Why?
No.
You're not a...
I don't think I watched... I don't think I finished 13 Reasons Why.
I'm good on Euphoria. I'm not going to tune in. Yeah. Sex Education, I've heard good things about. I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I heard... My girl loves fucking Euphoria.
I heard the cinematography on there is amazing.
I watched that last episode or two with some wild shit was going down. I was like, fuck, this is crazy. But I was just like, it was too much screaming. And the only reason why I would watch it is because my homegirl, Nika King, she plays, what's her name's mother in there? Zendaya's mom in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's a comedian. She's super dope. So she's a great person.
Hey,
so I'll watch it because you know, to support her and she's super dope. But I just feel like I'm with Rob. It's like I kind of like age out of that to where I won't necessarily. I guess maybe I have. I've watched some high school stuff before when it comes to like sports. Like it was like about a basketball team or some shit like that. I've watched it, so you know, I can't fully say that, but.
Yeah, I guess for the coming of age genre, it's kind of lost a lot of appeal to me.
That's why, same thing too. Like, I didn't watch The Goonies as a kid, and I watched it as an adult, and I'm like, bro, what the
fuck
is this? I'm like, why do people
hard
like this shit? But again, I didn't see The Goonies as a kid.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I was watching it like, bro, this is whack.
I completely
But
agree.
Everybody loved The Goonies.
It was an 80s movie, right? 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get into it for that time too.
You guys don't like The Goonies?
No. I like The Goonies. I haven't seen it as an adult though.
I didn't see it until I was in high school, and I'm just like, this is kids screaming for an hour and a half.
Yeah, this is
I'm
whack.
Not into it.
Yeah, I saw it last year.
Yeah.
But during quarantine, I was like, bro, this is garbage.
I didn't care for it.
I can see that. And probably if you watch it now, you've seen it before, it might be more of a nostalgia thing. If anything.
I think it's a huge nostalgia thing.
Let's drop our stuff. Ice
McGowan on everything.
Brennan is awesome. Brennan produces. Oh, I forget his name.
Brennan is a bitch.
Brennan produces.
Brennan produces bullshit. He's an asshole and he's a bitch. that was a lot. Rob, what did you got for us?
Shout out to Steven Solis. I've given him a shout out before, but he sent me another artist. This one is the Dask one on Instagram. The Dask one seems like a cool like mural artist. They got a lot of like. Big murals that they put around the city, wherever they're based out of, cool stuff in restaurants and just like out on the street. Give them a check, look them up on Instagram, the Dask one.
All right, Keenan Baker on every single thing. Check me out on all social media platforms. Please share this, man. Share this. Share all these episodes. Let people know we want to grow. We honestly want to be the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world because we feel like we are one of the best. We just need people to see us, people to hear us. And yeah, man.
Did you change your Instagram to at the Glizzy Gobbler?
Oh my god.
I mean, this might be the last time you see special guest Ice on the show.
Oh my god.
Absolutely not. First of all, you motherfuckers like you never had a hot dog before. Like, all of a sudden now, motherfuckers in their 30s. Wow, who eats hot dogs? Who had ever had a hot dog before?
I went to Finks a couple months ago. I'm with you, Keenan.
Come on, I don't know what the fuck none of y'all talking about. What are you breaking your hot dog apart now? You cutting your hot dog like a 6-year-old and putting it in and sticking it in ketchup? Man, shut the fuck up.
Tell me you don't go to Dog House?
Come on, man.
I'm with you, Keenan.
That's some bullshit. You eat a hot lick anymore? So y'all can you can kiss my fucking glizzy, you motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
Glizzy Goblin. Hold on, one more. Have you seen Glizzy Goblin Slayer?
Glizzy Goblin Slayer. That is horrible.
Hilarious.
King My Hulk called me Glizzy Goblin Baker.
And they had a whole thing about that in Superbad. Like, you know how many good foods are shaped like
dicks? Yeah.
All of them.
You got
the good ones.
Yeah, the good ones. King My Hulk said he's never ate a glizzy. We're talking about a hot. Mike Hall, you never ate a hot dog before?
Hey,
free yourself.
Come on, bro. That's too much. if that's the case. You were, I'm sure your parents as a child fed you a fucking hot dog or a hot
fucking
Lincoln.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. A Frankfurter, dog. I know you had a Frankfurter before. Get the fuck out of here, ballpark. All right, man. So make sure you're man. Join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/AnimeShun, S-H-U-N, AnimeShun, S-H-U-N. You know what we do out here, man. Peace out. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of AnimeShun.
And so anime was solved forever.